According to the FDIC, which is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC.gov, the national average for savings accounts, as you can see, is highlighted at 0.09. E-Trade comes out and announces 1.75 APY on savings accounts. Before we jump into it, on Tuesday, December 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I will be at Barnes & Noble on 960 South Colorado Boulevard for the Wesley Learns Book Fair. Now, here's how you can support. One, you can pre-order a book and have it signed at the store. Two, you can come into the store and stop by and say hi. Three, you can donate one of the books out of the book series to be donated to a child. Now, back to our original programming. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so let's jump straight into it. So here we have E-Trade 1.75% APY. The national average on a savings account is 0.09 currently. And so this is extremely high. They got this new thing called a premium savings account, which is 1.75, no monthly fees, no minimum deposit. It just says within the first 30 days, you must, you know, put money into the account, but you can have, you know, 1.75 on a savings account. That is extremely good. Now, and I want to kind of, so you can kind of get an idea of how good that is, we can take a look over here at TD Ameritrade. So if you scroll down, look at the cash sweep vehicle interest rates at TD Ameritrade, you see the interest is 0.01, 0.01, 0.02, maybe point, you know, or whatnot, right? That's 0.01. And E-Trade is offering 1.75, 17 times higher than the national average. That's extremely high. I don't know if this is a comeback for E-Trade since TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab pretty much matched up, and Charles Schwab is number one now. E-Trade is saying, hey, we're still in the business. But also keep in mind, these rates can change at any time without announcing it to you. But I think that's a very big high interest rate, because I know a lot of people out there who are not believers in the market. They think the market is too high right now. They're waiting on the market to fall. But while you're waiting on the market to fall, putting your money in somewhere that's getting 1.75 is extremely good for you. Because if you just left it in cash, look at it getting 0.01. And I know people who've been waiting on the market crash since 2014. And, you know, look how much the market is going up since 2014. Your money's not even keeping up with inflation. So you are losing money on both ends. One, for not investing. Two, against inflation itself. So this could be a great vehicle for people out there looking for a place to keep their cash as they're waiting to invest, maybe waiting on the next market crash or whatever your thing is. That's extremely high. I want to let you guys and girls know. Until next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.
Check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley Learns About Insurance, guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance, award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax and Wealth and Belco Credit Union.